growing up as an engineer. Siemens has sponsored this post. Never give in, never give in, never, never, never. Winston Churchill. Levi Zemo was born with pneumonia in both lungs. At 1 day old, his blood oxygen was at 62%. Neonatal pneumonia kills about 2 million infants worldwide every year. But in 1998, Levi wasn't one of them. He credits modern technology with saving his life. Today, the 21-year-old Zema is helping develop life-saving technology of his own. He's currently studying engineering at the University of Central Florida, but Zema's education began far earlier. At age 5, Zema was soldering circuit boards. At age 7, he began CAD modeling with Solid Edge. At age 12, he was learning plastic injection molding, and by age 16, he was running a manufacturing production line. Zema grew up as an engineer. If anyone can prove the value of a hands-on engineering education, it's Levi Zema. Growing up as an engineer. Engineering runs in the Zema family. Zema's father is an RF/microwave engineer who runs several engineering companies in Florida. Despite this, Zema never aspired to be an engineer himself. For years, he insisted that he wouldn't follow in his father's footsteps, certain he would pursue physics or chemistry instead. Zema, currently studying RF/microwave engineering, says his father often reminds him of that youthful promise. Zema's earliest exposure to engineering was helping his father with odd jobs at his various companies. When he was 7 years old, his father purchased Solid Edge version 18 to design plastic injection molds. Intrigued by the software, Zema completed the tutorial and took his first steps into CAD modeling. "I thought it was cool and interesting how you draw something like that on a computer, so I tried it," Zema said. When he was 12, Zema was recruited to help assemble and solder circuit boards and inject plastics to house the boards for a product manufactured at one of his father's companies. "That's where I really learned how to solder, where I learned troubleshooting and what makes a good circuit versus a bad circuit, and how to optimize different designs or how to optimize radio performance," he reflected. That product was called PoolGuard, and like many of Zema's projects, it exists to save lives. Saving lives with PoolGuard. PoolGuard is a cone-shaped safety device that floats in a swimming pool and senses if anything larger than a bird falls in the water. If so, it wirelessly activates an alarm inside the user's house. For users with young children, PoolGuard can be a literal lifesaver. "We've heard many stories from parents saying, 'My child is alive today because of this product.' There's nothing more rewarding than knowing you've made that kind of difference in someone's life," Zema said. At 16 years old, Zema is given a position in the PoolGuard manufacturing line, an operation which he oversees to this day. He refers to that experience as one of his first aha moments, a culmination of all the tinkering, soldering, and manufacturing he'd been exposed to when he was younger. "That's where I gained a lot of my practical assembly knowledge, about running a manufacturing line, running plastic injecting machines and different things like that," Zema recalled. Giving back at Kid Venture. A passionate advocate for giving back to the community, Zema began volunteering at a program called Kid Venture when he was 14 years old. Part of the annual EA Air Venture Aviation Show in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, Kid Venture began in 1999 to give kids, and their parents, early aviation inspiration. Zema took that mission to heart. When he was 19, he approached Kid Venture founder and chairman Daniel Micah with a novel idea. "Zema and his dad came up to me and said it'd be kind of fun to do a showcase of how to build a radio," Micah recalled. Micah and Zema first met when Zema was a 6-year-old attendee of Air Venture. Years later, Micah got to know him better when Zema was a young teenager participating in Kid Venture. He immediately took a liking to the young man. "Even back then, he struck me as, pardon the expression, he's 16 going on 35, Micah said. "Levi is extremely intelligent, extremely polite, well-mannered, and would be what every father would want as a son. He is just top drawer all the way." When Zema brought his radio idea to Micah, the Kid Venture chairman had no hesitation at giving Zema the green light. "I thought it'd be a good idea to educate the kids about aircraft radio," said Zema. "And I thought a very cool thing they could do is build a circuit board that would allow them to hear the air traffic tower communication." Zema spearheaded the entire radio project from the circuit board on up. To design and lay out the circuit board, Zema learned how to use PADS Pro, ADA software from Siemens. His hands-on experience optimizing circuits for his father's companies was a valuable asset in the project, but it still took Zema 2 failed attempts before he got the board working. "The third time I increased the inductor Q and I also changed some trimmer capacitors, made it easier to build, and then I got a radio that was only supposed to work at a couple of feet to work for 2 miles. It was even able to pick up FM stations," Zema explained. With a working radio in hand, Zima organized the workshop for the Kid Venture attendees. He determined the workshop stations, ordered all the parts, arranged for the solder and soldering guns, and even reached out to local ham radio groups to solicit volunteers. Zima's own call sign is KN4E's. "It's nice because I can just say, Levi, do this. Solve this problem, and then I'm done with it. I don't have to think about it anymore," Micah praised. The radio workshop was a sky-high success, with kids as young as 4 years old learning how to assemble, solder, and test their boards. In July 2019, Kid Venture attendees built 600 radios under the instruction of Zima and his team of volunteers. That same year, in recognition of his leadership, Zima received the Kid Venture Volunteer of the Year Award, an exclusive prize given to only one of Kid Venture's 450 volunteers. Little feet in view and eyewear. These days, besides studying engineering at UCF, Zima continues to spend his time working at his father's companies. In addition to overseeing the manufacturing of Pool Guard, Zima is involved in several other life-saving products. Zima recently used Solid Edge and Pads Pro to create the patent drawings for a product called Little Feet, a wireless tracker that automatically shuts off a lawnmower if a child gets too close. Little Feet connects to a lawnmower, and if a child gets within 20 feet of a running lawnmower, it'll automatically shut off, Zima explained. There are many lawnmower accidents in the U.S., and the number one leading cause of child amputations are lawnmowers. This product is designed to prevent that. Another of Zima's projects is a product called InView, a motorcycle helmet with built-in lights on the back that wirelessly connect to a motorcycle's taillights. Zima was responsible for designing the product in Pads Pro and assembling the initial prototypes. Finally, Zima is working to develop a Bluetooth locator product called Eyewear, a tracker small enough to be embedded in an eyeglass frame. Zima designed the device in Pads Pro and Solid Edge, noting that the two applications complement one another well. "I used Solid Edge to assemble the board, which was drawn up in Pads Pro 3D, Levi said. "I would import parts from Solid Edge, assemble them in Pads Pro 3D, and then export the product back to Solid Edge and assemble it to a pair of eyeglasses to show how small it really is." Engineering outside the classroom. By all accounts, Zima is an incredibly bright young engineer, but he's humble enough to stress the importance of mentorship. "The support of others around me is what got me here today," he emphasized. "It's not because I'm just some genius, that's not true. I only accomplished all these things because of the resources that were made available to me and all the support I've been given by people around me, including Siemens." Zima's story reveals the incredible value of hands-on engineering experience from a young age. It's one thing to learn the theory in a classroom, which Zima is doing, but it's just as valuable to understand engineering at an intuitive level. The best way to do that is to simply get your hands dirty with some real engineering problems. "It goes to show how important good internships are," Zima said. "Nothing is more valuable than real-world practical experience, in my opinion." To learn more about Solid Edge, visit the Siemens website.